A new international music festival called Vox Virtual launches this weekend. Singers come from all over the world, including Armenia. Ireland and Zimbabwe. These groups all face the same dilemma. How do you reach audiences when you're stuck at home? Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Vox Virtual is the brainchild of the Dutch-Icelandic group Olga. Singer Philip Barkuderoff lives in Reykjavik. He says since almost all of these groups have had their in-person shows canceled, it didn't take much to get their fellow artists on board.
Because we have a lot of friends in different groups and ensembles around the world, and then one thing kind of led to another, and we realized, wow, this can be a big thing.
One of the groups in the lineup is based in Kansas City, Isaac Cates and Ordained. Barkuderoff became a fan when he found a video of one of their performances that blew him away.
But it starts with the Lacrimosa from the Mozart Requiem. And it's just this really cool reimagining of that piece and then connecting into a whole new piece of music.
Barkuderoff shared the video, and pretty soon he and Isaac Cates connected. Turns out Cates already knew of Barkuderoff.
Most choir babies, I call them, choir geeks, nerds, whatever you want to call us, which I'm proud to be one, tend to know of different ensembles that are doing things and are kind of always listening for great, inspiring, you know, new music and things of that nature.
Isaac Cates says he's honored to be one of the groups representing the U.S. in Vox Virtual.
To kind of promote unity and people coming together and from different countries is just a beautiful thing.
Most of the performances in the festival will be pre-taped, including a collaboration between Olga and the French group Les Itinérantes, doing an a cappella version of Dolly Parton's Light of a Clear Blue Morning. Barkuderoff says, if ever we needed some light, it's now.
I mean, we have to just deal with what the universe gives us. I can at least sing in my shower, and that makes me a little bit happy every day.
I can see the light, see the light.
The vocal ensembles will also be giving workshops on vocal technique and composing. The group from Zimbabwe will give a dance class, and the group from Armenia will show how they incorporate sign language into their performances. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.